This is KCRW. I'm Jonathan Bastian. Voters in the city of Santa Barbara elected their first Latina mayor this week. City Councilmember Kathy Murillo beat out four other competitors with about 28% of the vote on Tuesday. She'll be sworn in to take her new seat as mayor on January 9th, and she joins us in the studio. Kathy, thanks for coming by.
Thank you very much.
Just tell us, how does it feel to be the city's first Latina mayor?
I was the first Latina ever elected to the city council. So for the last 6 years, I have enjoyed representing our Latino families, especially girls and teens. And they look up to me and they're like, wow, maybe I can run for city council. And I'm like, absolutely you can. That is one of my goals on the city council always, is to engage the Latino electorate, engage young people, right? People in their 20s and 30s don't vote as well as people in their 50s and 60s and 70s.
What are you hearing among the greater Latina population? Do you think there is a sense of kind of unrest right now or frustration in terms of their role in Santa Barbara?
People are not happy about the White House administration and what's coming down from there. There's been very clear statements against undocumented families and disrespect for people of color. And sure, I think people are awake to that. In Santa Barbara, the main struggles, and this is why my platform included economic development, I want to create job and housing opportunities for people. If you have a place to live and a steady income in Santa Barbara, you're pretty darn happy.
Well, in this election, you won with a bit more than 6,000 votes. We're still tallying them. It's a city of 90,000. So, votes were kind of spread all over the place at the same time.
They sure were.
And the person who finished second was a Republican. So this is a moment for you also just to tell people, how do you begin to welcome the other folks in who had other ideas in terms of who they wanted as mayor?
Both times I've run before, I didn't win all the votes. I didn't get all the endorsements. The trick is now to focus on representing everyone and building relationships. For instance, the Chamber of Commerce didn't endorse me, but one of my top goals is economic development and job creation. In politics, you have to set aside any hurt feelings. In fact, I can't even say I had hurt feelings. I knew I had some support. I won. And now they're coming to me. People want to have coffee with me. And I'm like, yes, let's build a relationship going forward.
Well, some of your critics had pointed out that you were on the far left on the council. And some had said, Kathy Murillo, she's also a wonderful activist as well as a council member. So how do you begin to kind of dispel this thought that really you only represent a small subsect of the community?
Painting me as an extremist was part of the political opposition's drumbeat, I believe. Sure, they want to tell voters she doesn't represent you. The people voted for me because they know otherwise.
Housing was kind of the issue of this entire debate period.
Because homelessness is caused directly by there's not enough places for people to live. But people are very concerned about overdevelopment. That will be my biggest challenge, is creating housing policy that gives us housing but doesn't help make us feel overdeveloped and crowded and things are too tall and there's too much traffic and there's too many people. It's a balancing act.
And you and you feel like that is a balance you're trying to strike versus saying, you know what, we're just going to go after as many units as we can to build, to create as much housing as possible.
We have such a rigorous process, land use review, that there's no way we will do just build whatever.
Okay.
And then the state of California has given us housing mandates, and those are very serious. There'll be fines if we don't do certain things. The state has said all the cities in California are not producing enough housing. And so that's why they're forcing us. And so we're trying to make those rules as Santa Barbara responsive as possible and still produce the housing that we need.
How do you see your mayorship, your legacy as mayor, in terms of what you want to get done? How is that different than, would you say, Helene Schneider, who is stepping down?
I am in the community and I will continue that. I will continue to bring City Hall to the community. And this actually does tie in with the Latino community, especially people who may not be tied into voting in the electoral process. They see me in their world, in their communities, and that will get them connected to government.
So do you think, though, you're more, let's say, a mayor of the people, with the people, than maybe Helene Schneider has been?
I really shy away from comparisons. I have a different style. I am in the community a lot more than anybody on the city council. That will be how I'm different. People will know me as a mayor in the community.
Let's say you have a different idea about a set of policy than the council does. And you're finding that sometimes perhaps your idea is just different than the rest of them. Are you going to be the kind of mayor that's going to just hold your ground and stick to an issue? Or when you see that the consensus is maybe different than what you want, you'll go along with what the council wants to do?
You know, depending on what issue it is, there's always room for compromising and shaping a policy, take short-term rentals. Mm-hmm. We knew we really needed to restrict them because they were taking long-term units off the market in this housing crisis. So there was a way to allow people to divest. We didn't cut them off right, mm-hmm. you know, at the core. And so they were able to take time to stop doing what they were doing. And so there's ways. There's ways you give people time to respond to something. And we do that all the time on Tuesday afternoons. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't say arm wrestle so much as we go back and forth and we craft a decision and a policy that everybody can live with. I'm really good at that, sure. This is where my journalism training comes in, when you can look at all perspectives and do your homework. Doing your homework is very important. And then you come down to a conclusion and a consensus, we hope. Mm-hmm. Sometimes maybe it's a 5-2 vote or a 6-1. And yeah, I'm really looking forward to that part of the job.
If, you know, we generally talk about the first 100 days of a president, but let's say the first 100 days in the Kathy Murillo mayorship of Santa Barbara, what is the number one thing that you want to tackle first as you just get going out of the gates?
I really need to get to know the new people on the council. Eric Friedman, I know him through his work. Kristen Sneddon, I need to get to know her. I congratulate them both on their victories. And then getting together with Paul Casey, our city administrator. How do we navigate the new district system, right? So three of us were elected to the district mm-hmm. system last election cycle. Now we've gone to the district system. How do we make sure that we're all working together for the betterment of the entire city? That's a top priority.
Kathy Murillo is the first Latina mayor just elected to the city of Santa Barbara. Thanks for spending some time with us at KCRW.
Thank you for letting me connect with your listeners.